Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. I know you haven't forgotten about Mother's Day, right? So let's get started. From our moms to our friends and mother figures in our children's lives and even to ourselves and, you know, godmothers, there are all sorts of women out there who shape and enrich our lives that we look at as mother figures. All of them are worthy of recognition. However, 24 hours of recognition, we all know, is not enough time for us to show just how much we love and appreciate these mothers in our lives. So the challenge is to try to find ways to let mothers know that we love them and appreciate them more than just on Mother's Day. Now, I know you're probably thinking, yeah, I could do that, but mom hasn't always been the greatest. Well, you got to think about it from a couple of different angles. Moms, if nothing else, need to get credit for bringing you into this world. She was the vessel in which you came into this world. I don't know of a single person that did not come into this world by way of a woman. So, therefore, one, we got to give her credit for that. Now, I'll be the first one to admit I am a nosy mom. I'm nosy. I have two stepchildren, and I can remember when when Tiffany was younger, I would question her all the time. I know she got tired of me questioning her, but that was the only way I could find stuff out. Don't go snooping around trying to figure stuff out. Just come out and ask. Ask the questions you want to know, because what's going to end up happening is they're going to eventually break. They're going to tell. Something's going to slip out that's going to give you enough ammunition that you need to be able to move to phase two of your plan. But that's not what this is all about. I'm not here talking about not giving away mom's secrets. I don't want to get kicked out of the club or anything like that. But some people may feel like, you know what? My mom nags all the time, or she's nosy like me. And I challenge you to do this. Think about it. And I'm willing to put money on it that there is at least one time that the nagging or the nosiness actually caused you to do the right thing. That something positive came out of the fact that your mom was being your mom. She was doing the mom thing. Yeah? So let's not be so quick to criticize moms. Moms have a lot on their plate. So show mom some grace, show her some love, and let's start figuring out ways that we can do this on a regular basis. All right, so let me tell a quick little story here. When I was pregnant with our son, my siblings, my niece, and one of her friends came to visit, and we were living in Japan at the time. It was great having them there. It was great having someone come to visit us while we were living in Japan. My husband was out to sea, and this one morning, everything just like fell apart in my mind, right? I made waffles for everyone, and I, you know, went through, made waffles, and had made one for myself, was getting ready to sit down, and then everyone started requesting second waffles. And it triggered something inside of me. I called my mom and did the whole ugly, blubbering cry over the phone to her. And she's scared. She's like, because she knows I'm pregnant. And she's like, what's going on? What's going on? Why are you crying? Or is everything okay? What was happening? And I was just like, Mom, I'm so sorry. If I ever made you feel bad, or you ever felt like I didn't care, I didn't love you, or if I took for granted the things that you did for me, and oh, it was an ugly cry phone call. And my mom was like, it's okay. It's okay. No, no, you never made me feel bad. And I'm sitting there like, I know I had to because remember that time? And she's like, Vet, calm down. But it was one of those things where it just touched me where I'm like, moms wear a gazillion hats. And so just with that in mind, I was looking online because I know I've seen it somewhere where they were saying that if moms actually got paid for all of the jobs that they did, it would be worth X amount of dollars. And I was like, you know what? And so, and I actually did find one, salary.com. They were saying that the median annual salary of a mother in 2019 was $178,201. And so, and it has been going up every year. So now with COVID, you know for a fact that that number went up because a lot of moms had to then leave the workforce to come home to make sure that their children were okay because school shut down and, you know, everything got turned upside down on its head. So, you know, I looked at that and I'm like, wow. And then they had a link where you could even go and see what your own personal worth would be. You know, you put in your own specifics and mine came out to $163,130. And, you know, I'm kind of patting myself on the back like, yeah, I do good work, you know. If only it actually came in a check that I could cash, right? But, you know, if I could receive that amount in love every day, then you know what? It's all worth it. In the beginning of today's episode, I was basically talking to the families that have mothers in it. So I wasn't really speaking directly to the moms, except for the fact that, you know, moms have moms. So if your mom is still around, then you know what? You should show respect and love towards your mother. However, moms, we have to support each other too. You know, there's a whole lot of mom shaming that goes on in life, period, on a whole, about so many different things, whether it's technology and the amount of time you let your kids stay on versus the amount of time I let mine stay on, whether you are breastfeeding or you're giving formula or, you know, different things like that. People are very opinionated on, and moms are, I think, probably some of the most opinionated people because there is no book on how to be a parent. And there's definitely not a book on how to be a mom. And even if there is one that somebody created, it's somebody's personal, you know, their thoughts, their opinions. There is no hard, fast, this is how to be a mom book out there for anyone to read to know, oh, I did this right. And oh man, I did that wrong. It's not there. It doesn't exist. So with that in mind, we cannot go around shaming people because of the way they choose to raise their children. A lot of times the things that we choose to do are things that we did as a child, how we were raised, or there may be things that were done when we were children, the way how we were raised, that we say, you know what, that is never going to be a part of my parenting style. And therefore, you actually work towards making sure that that is not your style. Like, nope, not going to happen. Not doing it. Not today. Not ever. My child will never know about that. For sure. You know, but we need to support each other, moms. And for those of us that, like myself, I'm a military mom. And sometimes you find yourself in a new duty station and the village that you had created in the previous one is no longer there. You know, sure, you can reach them by social media or telephone or whatever, but the physical village right there where you can take your child so that you can have a breather or y'all can have a date night or something like that. Everyone needs some type of a village. I have a friend up here that one day she just had this epiphany and she was like, you know what? I've never thought about the fact that you don't have anybody up here. Like you don't have any relatives or nothing. And she was like, know this, if you need help, give me a call. That was probably the most touching thing anyone had ever done to me up to that point. Because, yeah, there were times that I wanted to set appointments, but I had to set appointments around my husband's schedule so that I could actually get there and not have to take my child there. And just so many different hurdles to have to jump to be able to get things done that, you know, as far as taking care of myself. And that's one thing that as mothers, we tend not to do as well. We will take care of everyone else under the sun. But when it comes to ourselves, we put ourselves on the back burner. So moms, hey, telling you right now, take care of yourselves. If you don't take care of yourself, then you might not be around to be able to take care of everyone else. So put yourself first. Take care of yourself, your health, all of that. Get your checkups. Go to your doctor visits. All of that stuff. Do not overlook a pain or a mole, or if something is different, get it checked out. Because what you don't want to happen is for then it to become something really serious. And then now everybody that used to rely on you, you're having to rely on them. You don't want that. So moms, please, I beg you, take care of yourself so that you can then be there to take care of everyone else. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you that have big plans for your mom for Mother's Day, please know, remember, understand that one day that's been designated and called Mother's Day is not the only day that you should be showing your mom how much you love and care for her. Let Mother's Day be every day. And it doesn't have to be anything big. Just thank you, Mom. I appreciate you, Mom. A hug every now and then. Simple things. Most moms love the simple things. Now, let me not go too far with this, because there are some moms that do the most and they want everything and they want bling and all that type of stuff. But you know what? I'm gonna let you handle that one, because you know your mama better than me. So if that's what your mama wants, then you deal with her. But the majority of us moms, we are okay with the simple things in life, right? Now, Mom, let me talk to you real quick. Take care of yourself. Embrace all things mother about you. You know, you're not going to be a MILF all your life. So get over that idea. Stop trying to bring sexy back. You're going to wear mom jeans, possibly. You're going to drive a minivan, maybe. And if it happens, guess what? It's okay. It's okay. You're still a great person. You still do great things for your family. Continue to do that type of stuff. Continue to take care of yourself. Do your checkups annually or whenever they come up, whenever they're needed. Don't ignore pain. And just be the best you that you can. Take time to step away, to breathe, to relax, to do things that you like to do. You know? And everything will fall into place. So moms, have a great Mother's Day as well as a great every day. And I'll see you guys back here on Tuesday.